This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everyone going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and this is episode 3. Thanks for joining me. On this episode, I'll be focusing on a great book that I've actually listened to twice, Be Obsessed or Be Average by Grant Cardone. This is an amazing, amazing audio recording. I'm yet to actually pick up a physical copy of the book, but his performance on the audiobook is second to none. It is a great, great performance, full of energy, very motivating, and a couple of extra editions that I don't think are in the print edition of Be Obsessed or Be Average. As you can guess by the title, Be Obsessed or Be Average, his whole thesis behind the book is that everyone should be obsessed with something or they're going to be average at everything. The whole premise being that obsession is great if used correctly. Not focusing on negative obsessions like drug addictions, gambling, alcoholism, food obsessions, things along those lines, as opposed to positive obsessions like working hard, studying hard, and being obsessed with the brand that you're trying to build, the business that you're trying to build, the person you're trying to become. I'd also just have to preface this whole podcast with saying that the cover of the book is Grant riding a jet engine, screaming his head off. And if that doesn't give you an idea of what Grant's going to say in this book, I don't know what will. Again, the whole ethos of the book is to channel your energy in a positive way and use that energy to its maximum possible potential. Obsession is not a bad thing if you're obsessed with the right things. He likes to talk about feeding the beast and starving the weeds, whereby the more you focus on your positive obsessions, the less time you have to focus on negative obsessions. The more hours you spend building a business, the less hours you have to waste and not fulfill your full potential. He goes through a series of questions that kind of helps narrow down what excites you. I'll probably go over that in another podcast because that's about 36 to 40 questions that he does go through. These are really helpful in drilling down what it is that you should be obsessed with if you don't already know. And once you do find this, you need to, as he likes to say, don't just drink the Kool-Aid, swim in it. Which, I mean, is full immersion in whatever it is that you're doing, 120%, 1,000% focus, energy, time commitment, be all in everything that you ever do. It kind of is a follow-on to his other great book, The 10X Rule, which, again, that'll be focused on in another podcast. But the high energiness of this book encourages you to burn so bright that others can't ignore you. Use the haters that'll tell you that, oh, what you're doing is stupid. Don't spend so much time doing this. Don't be obsessed with that. You need a work-life balance. Use that as fire to fuel your energy, fuel your obsessions, fuel your passions. He goes on to list a bunch of other successful people who, if you look at it from a third perspective, they're all obsessed with whatever it is that they did. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Richard Branson, all these people, they went all in all of their ventures, and he would preface to say that none of these people would tell you to ever slow down, to ever not shine as brightly as you possibly could. He's sure, and I'm sure, that they would encourage you to go all out. Go all in, be big, be bold, be brave. Don't settle for less. Don't believe the vast majority of people out there that'll tell you that being average, being mediocre is good. It's not good. It's a sign that they've all quit on their big dreams, their big hopes and fantasies and dreams that we all aspire to at one point in life. They've settled. They've quit for not finishing that race. And by telling you that your obsession is not good, it's a bad idea, you're just going to burn out, it's them simply justifying to themselves that they give up on their dreams. It's them acknowledging to themselves and justifying to themselves, trying to reason with themselves that they could settle for less, that greatness wasn't for me. I didn't need to do that. All these other people had luck and were more fortunate than me. It was out of their control. Whereas on the other hand, Grant encourages you to be a control freak, to control every aspect of your life. Everything from this point forward is your responsibility. Nothing is out of your control, and if it is, you need to strive to make it in your control. For example, if you get rear-ended on the freeway, that was your fault, because maybe you should have paid attention to your rearview mirror, been more aware of your surroundings, or maybe you should have driven faster, maybe you should have left earlier for that meeting. As Grant mentions, he's like, why are you driving in the first place? Make the client come to you. And he even jokes that, why are you driving? You should be flying in a private jet. Grant is trying to push the boundaries on what you think is achievable in your life, because he breaks down his upbringing, his humble beginnings from nothing, into this hectic millionaire status that he holds today. And it's just proof that anyone can make it if they try hard enough. If they work hard enough, you can achieve what you believe you can set your mind to. Grant encourages you to set big dreams. Forget the SMART goals that everyone kind of talks about. Set giant dreams. Set unrealistic expectations on yourself. And leave yourself no other option but to fulfill these passions and ambitions to their fullest potential. If you fail, so what? Dust yourself off. Pick yourself up and try it again, and try it again, and try it again, and never, ever, ever stop. Overpromise and underdeliver. Grant is a big proponent in never under-promising and over-delivering. He's all about painting yourself into a box where you have no other choice but to succeed. Don't set small, achievable goals. Set giant goals beyond what you think you can achieve, because if you set SMART, reasonable goals and you achieve them, you'll just relax back into mediocrity. Just say you set a target of $1,000 to achieve and you hit that. What's next? Oh, I'm happy with the 1,000. No, set $100 million as a goal and never stop working till you get to that. You may or may not get there, but if you make $1 million instead of the $1,000, were you successful or were you not successful? Just remember that mediocrity is dangerous. It is what has killed more people than success and ambition ever will. As Grant likes to put it, be successful, nothing else pays. I will definitely be coming back to this book in another podcast because there is just so much material in here that to condense it down into 10 minutes just simply won't do it justice. But what actionable steps can you take today? I think the biggest takeaway from this is to not be afraid of success. I think a lot of people are afraid of achieving more than what everyone else around them has achieved. Don't be afraid to shine brighter than everybody else in your field. Don't just try and be competitive. Try and dominate everyone else in your field. Be the best you that you can possibly be. And by being the best you, you will succeed. You will do things that no one else thought were possible. And if everyone else is trying to tell you that it's not possible, you need to be the one that tells yourself that this is possible, that dreams are realities. Set tremendous goals. Set high expectations for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own actions and you need to be accountable for yourself. That's all I have for today. So go out and get a copy of Be Obsessed or Be Average by Grant Cardone. I highly recommend the audiobook. Definitely listen to it. Definitely get Grant Cardone's energy. Channel that energy and use it for yourself. Read it, learn from it, absorb it, and use it. This has been someone on the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. What you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.